Coach, congratulations, another doubleheader sweep. And this is probably, this is a good challenge for you guys today. Elkhart is a team that, just watching the second game, puts a lot of pressure on your pitchers, and you guys were able to sustain the pressure doubleheader sweep here, 10-3, I believe, the first game, and 14-4 here. You got to be really happy about your team today.
Yeah, very happy. Our bats were alive today, and that's what definitely kept us in the game today.
And, you know, yeah, your bats, especially that last inning, you guys were up 8-4 going into the bottom of the sixth inning, that second game, and you guys end up with six runs there in that and get the closeouts. And the bats look pretty good. Boy, Crystal Apple really hit the ball and hit it pretty good line drives today.
Oh, yeah, that's – I mean, I preach to Crystal every day about – I mean, that's all she wants to do is hit line drives. She's not about hitting home runs. I mean, I tell her all the time, if you just keep hitting line drives, eventually what you're going to hit one's strong enough to go out. And she knows, you know, line drives is what's going to score. And sometimes you're just going to hit it right at him, which kind of happened to her a couple times. So she pulled through and got us three RBIs tonight.
And it was good to see Amanda Coe back in the lineup here. She missed Friday, of course, but it's good to see her and get that extra pop in the bat or in the lineup there. And she hit that nice three-run home run in the first inning of the second game.
Oh yeah, it's always nice to have Amanda back in the lineup a little bit. She's got some power behind her bat. She likes those high pitches. I don't know why, but she likes those high pitches, and she launches them out of here. You know, behind the plate, she's working hard. I mean, she was getting down on her knees and blocking all kinds of things. So it's nice to have Amanda back.
It's also nice to see your team really continue to play solid defense, and they've made smart plays on the defensive end here today again.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, one of the things they haven't stopped doing is talking. You know, that was one of the things that I knew that we needed to work on, especially, you know, in the fourth, fifth inning is kind of the time when teams tend to fall asleep. And, you know, our girls haven't really done that very much this year. They are doing their best they can by talking to each other and staying positive.
Well, boy, nice six wins in a row. It's been a while since Scott City's won six in a row in softball, and I don't know if it's ever happened before, but you have an opportunity to add to that win streak tomorrow at Lakin, and it'll be tough in a way for a turnaround, but it's the confidence, I think, and adrenaline, how this team is playing right now, could carry them pretty nicely in there tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely. You know, these girls know the game pretty well. I mean, you know, especially with base running, there's sometimes, like I said, I'm in my head, I'm telling them to go, because sometimes my head works faster in my mouth. But, you know, those girls already know that I'm thinking it, and that's one of the, you know, they're just this, I have a smart softball team that's out, and, you know, our record is showing it.